You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to the Class 4A State Championship game here from Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis. The Crown Point Bulldogs leading 2-1, top of the third. And Haley Morgan, the catcher, due up. It'll be Morgan, Sydney Foster, and Tyria Edwards, the 8, 9, and 1 hitters, due up. The Crown Point Bulldogs leading this one 2-1. The Bulldogs scoring two runs in their half of the first, but not before, of course, the Avon Orioles came through with a run of their own in the first inning, and it was Haley Foster coming in to scoring. So happy to be back here on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com, the Crown Point Bulldogs here playing for a state championship. And now the pitch. This is away, and the count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the inning. Thinking about Jennifer Jones, just looking at the IHSAA press release. And first of all, it's been a very interesting last year for Jennifer Jones as the pitch misses upstairs for a ball 3-2. She not only won the state championship here last year against defeating the Penn Kingsmen, but she got married a couple months later and now back in the state championship game here a year later. But here's what I found most interesting of all about the Avon Skippers. A pitch, chopper back to the mound, Holloway up on the first to Frazier in time, and that will go 1-3 on the putout. But anyway, what impressed me the most in just doing my homework on Jennifer Jones here is that she graduated from Avon in 2006. And with all due respect to Alexis Holloway and last week's starting pitcher for Penn, Danielle Watson, in her junior year at Avon, Jennifer Jones pitched a 25-inning game. Would you believe it? 25 innings. Now the pitch. Chop right back to the mound, and Holloway will walk it over and throw over to first in time. And there are 2 up, 2 gone here in the inning. So the Crown Point Bulldogs leading this one 2-1 here in the top of the third, as top of the order with Tyria Edwards due up. Edwards, the center fielder, 0 for 1 on the day. Now the pitch to Edwards, a left-handed hitter, and she fouls it back, and the count goes 2-0-1. Crown Point has not won, historically, a state championship in girls' athletics since 1985. You got to go back to the Tom May coach basketball teams, the girls' basketball, Lady Bulldog teams. They won in 1985 as well as the year before in 1984. But since 1985, a Crown Point girls' team has not won a state championship. 32 years later, history can be made here in Indianapolis tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Chop foul to the left, and the count remains 0-2. The outfield left to right of Caitlin Phillips, Mallory McMahon, and Lydia Bird for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Two outs in the inning. Here is the 0-2. Off the end of the bat, ground to the third. Kleinberg charges. Throws over to first. Not in time. Not in time, as it appears that Frazier stepped on the back. She had a stretch just to make the grab over at first, but apparently she was pulled off the bag. And we do have a television broadcast of this game. It was a close play, but they say that Foster beat it. So it's going to go as an infield single, though from the television replay, she might have been out. But that's just from the television replay. And now a throw around the second. Is it going to go an uncontested stolen base for Edwards? So two outs in the inning. A stolen base for Edwards.
And the Bulldogs leading this one 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss. A fastball. 1-1 to count.
You have three members of the Foster family here for the Avon Orioles. And now a bunt laid down. No play as Alexis Holloway was looking over to third. And that's going to go as a bunt single. Or is it? Looks like she is out. So they're going to say an out. As actually, it's going to be an out. Apparently, it was a line drive. So Foster retired, and that will do it for the Bulldogs, or for Avon in their half of the third inning. They do leave a runner aboard, pick up a couple hits, and we go to the bottom of the third. The Bulldogs leading this one 2-1. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, is here in Northwest Indiana to help people manage the risks of everyday life. Whether you need auto, life, or fire insurance or other financial services, Scott Angel is here to serve you. Learn more by calling 219-803-0669 or go online to www.scottangelsf.com. Scott Angel wishes the Crown Point Bulldog girls softball team good luck in today's Class 4A state championship game being broadcast today on USA-365.com. When your brain works, your body responds. With two locations in Crown Point and Rensselaer, KEPT Concepts in Healing is providing neurofeedback, a powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraines, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more. To find out how neurofeedback can help you, please call Denise Kuypers at 219-286-5657 for more information and a free consultation. Denise Kuypers of KEPT Concepts and Healing wishes the Crown Point Bulldogs girls softball team all the best in today's Class 4 state championship game being broadcast on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to Ben Davis High School here on the west end of Indianapolis. It's the Class 4A state championship game of the IHSAA. The Crown Point Bulldogs leading this one 2-1. Crown Point is the designated home team here in this game, so they are hitting here in the bottom of the third. Yes, back to the top of the order with Mackenzie Dunlap. Dunlap, Frazier, and Holloway. Dunlap with an infield single to lead off the first inning. She would come around and score on Mallory McMahon's two-run double in the opening inning. All three runs for both teams combined coming in the first. Pitch swung on and missed, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Frank Sprinkle here on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. The Crown Point Bulldogs in the first ever championship game of girls softball in school history. Open stands for Mackenzie Dunlap. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it goes right over. Delay call. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. The Bulldogs looking for win number 30, but more importantly than that, a state championship. Now the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. And Dunlap goes down on strikes. That will bring up Gracie Frazier, as Frazier also had a single. That was to left in the first inning. Frazier would then steal second. She would come around and score also on the Mallory McMahon two-run double. And the bunt laid down and fielded by the pitcher Foster on the first in time. And it's two up, two gone here in the third inning. As we'll go 1-3 on the putout, and the pitcher Alexis Holloway due up. Alexis, a ground out to short, her previous time up. Alexis Holloway, of course, committed to Notre Dame in her final softball game at the high school level. Wearing no batting gloves, Haley Foster earned her wine, and the pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The scoreboard visible over center field here at Ben Davis. It is a purple scoreboard with white letters. Of course, the Ben Davis colors are purple and white. The school name for Ben Davis, the Giants. Ben Davis, the second largest high school in terms of enrollment here in the Hoosier State, as the pitch swung on and a pop-up to the left side coming over to her left is shortstop Camry Foster. She makes the catch for the third out, and that will do it for the Bulldogs in their half of the third inning. Haley Foster retires the Bulldogs in order in the state championship game. We go to the fourth with the Bulldogs leading 2-1 over the Avon Orioles. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When your brain works, your body responds. With two locations in Crown Point and Rensselaer, Kept Concepts in Healing is providing neurofeedback, a powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraines, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more. To find out how neurofeedback can help you, please call Denise Kuypers at 219-286-5657 for more information and a free consultation. Denise Kuypers of Kept Concepts and Healing wishes the Crown Point Bulldogs girls softball team all the best in today's Class 4 state championship game being broadcast on USA-365.com. Four Seasons Mechanical at 1580 East 90th Place in Maryville offers heating and cooling services for residential and commercial customers in the region and is a proud sponsor of today's Crown Point Lady Bulldog Class 4A State Championship softball game on USA-365.com. For heating and cooling services, call 219-756-7020. That's Four Seasons Mechanical at 219-756-7020, proud sponsor of today's state title game, and who wishes the Lady Bulldogs all the best in today's Class 4A state championship game being broadcast on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
And we go to the top of the fourth inning here from Ben Davis here in Indianapolis. Night's starting to fall. The light tower is starting to take some effect, a very slight effect, here at Ben Davis High School. This is the third game of the day as far as this state championship is concerned. Tecumseh winning the first game in Class 1A over Try. And then Indianapolis-Cecina winning the second game. And unfortunately for Kankakee Valley, they lose for the they lose yet again as they fall to New Palestine. So one more champion to be crowned here tonight. Will it be the Bulldogs? Will it be the Orioles? Alexis Holloway leading 2-1, and the pitch misses away for ball one. And the pitch misses for the count going to two balls, no strikes. Anyway, giving you the scores, to the Tecumseh Braves winning the Class 1A game by a final of 3-0 over the Tri-Titans. The 2A game favoring Indianapolis, the Indianapolis-Cecina Crusaders, a 6-2 victory over the Elwood Panthers and the New Palestine Dragons. Congratulations to all the schools, but New Palestine a 13-6 win over the Kankakee Valley Krugers. So one team from Northwest Indiana not able to win the championship here, but hopefully another one will be, and that's the Crown Point Bulldogs. They lead it 2-1 if you're just joining us here in our internet airwaves tonight. Alexis over her head. Here's the pitch. It catches the outside corner delay call, and it's 3-2. Haley Foster in the box, righty to righty in the pitch. Ball four, as Haley Foster draws a walk, the first walk surrendered by Alexis here tonight. And that will bring up Paige Eichelberger, the first baseman. Eichelberger with a hit. She has brought in the lone run of the game in the first inning. Now the pitch. Swung on and miss, and the count goes to 0-1. Eichelberger, who had the key hit just a week ago, this was in the championship of the semifinal against Gibson Southern. Avon winning that game 2-0, as the pitch fouled off to the left. But Eichelberger with a single in the fourth, that brought in two runs, and that made the difference as Avon defeated Gibson Southern to earn the right to play here tonight, 2-0. Avon defeated Greenfield Central 7-3 in the first game. Greenfield Central actually scoring three runs in the first of the semifinal of the semi-state at Bedford North Lawrence. Here's the 0-2 off the end of the bat and fouled off. But what's interesting here is that Greenfield Central scored the first three runs in the first inning, but Avon came through with a six spot in the fourth inning. Boy, the fourth inning last week for Avon in both games, huge. The fourth inning making the difference as to why the gold-cladded Avon Orioles are playing here tonight. Grounded to the left side, deep in the hole. Dunlap on the first in. Time and out. Throw it on a second. And they do retire Haley Foster. It's going to go as a double play. The second one of the night. Eichelberger retired 6-3 on the putout. Then a throw over to second to retire Foster. So it will be a double play. It will go 6-3-4 on the double play. Second one turned by Avon here tonight, and it's the pitcher's best run, and it's two outs here in the inning. So a pitch hitter coming on. And it looks like we do have a pitch hitter for Avon in the batter's box. It looks like Jordan Reed. Jordan Reeves, the shortstop, only a sophomore on this team. Got a few sophomores on this Avon club as the pitch fouled off to the screen and the count a ball and a strike. Jordan Reeves on the season. Hitting at 273. Alexis Holloway goes in her wine. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss at some high heat, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Two outs in the inning. Crown Point with a 2-1 lead in the state championship. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and miss. Change up away, and that will do it. As Jordan Reeves retired, and the Avon Orioles go down quietly here in the fourth. We go to the bottom half from Ben Davis here in Indianapolis. The Bulldogs leading the Orioles 2-1. The Class 4A IHSAA State Championship. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Bob Reese, State Farm Insurance Agent, serving the Crown Point community's insurance needs for more than 30 years, is a proud sponsor of today's Crown Point Lady Bulldogs Class 4A State Championship softball game on USA-365.com. A Crown Point High School alum and neighbor, Bob Reese wishes the Lady Bulldogs good luck in today's game in Indianapolis. With offices near the Crown Point Square, you can call Bob Reese today for your insurance needs or questions at 219-663-7337. That's 219-663-7337. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Durant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Crown Point Mayor David Durant applauds the Crown Point Bulldogs girls softball team in working together to reach today's state title game. and wishes them luck in their Class 4A state championship game being broadcast on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
Bottom of the fourth here from Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis. Ben Davis, we're talking about them earlier, as Ben Davis, the second largest enrollment as far as any high school in the Hoosier State is concerned, 4,220 students. Only Carmel, also in the greater Indianapolis area, number one in enrollment. Of course, you get a lot of schools here from Indianapolis, in and around Indianapolis, Ben Davis, Carmel, Warren Central, huge enrollment schools. Haley Foster gets set to work the bottom of the fourth inning in the first pitch, grounded down the third. Across with the toss is Sydney Jones, and retired for the first down, Mallory McMahon. 5-3 on the putout, one out, and the Bulldogs leading this one 2-1. Mallory McMahon, speaking of which, has drove in the two runs to this point for the Crown Point Bulldogs coming in the first inning. A double which brought in Mackenzie Dunlap and Gracie Frazier, a one-out hit with two RBIs for Mallory McMahon. And that will bring up Maggie Valentin, the second baseman. The pitch grounded to the hole left side. Up with it is the shortstop, Kemri Foster, and she throws over to first in time. Two up, two gone in the inning. So Zoe Reddick steps up. Reddick, a strikeout to end the first inning. Reddick hitting in place of Natalie Kleinberg, who is at third for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Both teams in their lineups going with the designated player. You don't have to go with the designated player or a designated hitter in the case of baseball. We have seen that quite a few times in our broadcast this season. Or check that before, which we're going to have a pitch hitter. It looks like Michaela Greco coming on to pitch it. So we do have a pitch hitter in Michaela Greco. So Greco hitting in place of Zoe Reddick. Open stance with the left foot pointed down toward third. Here is Foster's pitch, and it misses up and away. The count 1-0. Above the scoreboard in center field here at the softball facility at Ben Davis are three flags. The American flag flying on the pole toward left field. Center field, the state of Indiana flag, and there's also an IHSAA flag toward right field. Pitch swung on and missed. The count evens. A ball and a strike. What's neat about this facility here at Ben Davis is it's one of four softball fields. Now, this is the principal softball field used for the Ben Davis softball team. Here's the 1-1 in tight. The count, two balls and a strike. But there are three auxiliary fields surrounding the press box. The press box has windows on all directions, and surrounding them are the three auxiliary fields. Pitch down low. The count, two balls and a strike, which also makes this an attractive facility for the IHSAA to host this tournament. Here's the 2-2, swung on and missed, pitch in the dirt, and that takes care of Michaela Greco. She goes down swinging, and that will do it for the Bulldogs in their half of the fourth. Retired in order, we go to the fifth. The Bulldogs have a 2-1 lead here in the Class 4A state championship game. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant for the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes, and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, is here in Northwest Indiana to help people manage the risks of everyday life. Whether you need auto, life, or fire insurance or other financial services, Scott Angel is here to serve you. Learn more by calling 219-803-0669. Or go online to www.scottangelsf.com. Scott Angel wishes the Crown Point Bulldog Girls softball team good luck in today's Class 4A State Championship game being broadcast today on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Gracie Woodard due up for the Avon Orioles here in the top of the fifth inning, moving right along here from Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis, not too far from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where just a couple weeks ago, 13 days to be exact, the Indianapolis 500 was run. About a good 10 minutes away from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Lacey Willard, Sydney Jones, and Haley Morgan due up as Alexis Holloway tiptoes the first base side of the rubber, and the first offering misses away. The count 1-0. Crown Point a 2-1 lead here in this state championship game. Looking to dethrone the crown of the Avon Orioles last year's 4A champs. Pitch, a breaking ball, catches the outside corner, and the count 1-1. You gotta admit, this is a rather bittersweet moment for the Crown Point Bulldogs, regardless of what happens. I mean, you got Alexis Holloway leaving, pitch grounded foul down the third base line. So the count 1-2, you got Mackenzie Dunlap as well in her final game, Lexi Madrigal. Crown Point seniors that have meant so much to this team over the last few years. But still a few innings to go, and hopefully a few more positive innings. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and miss, and a throw down by Madrigal. That will take care of Woodard as the first out recorded here in the fifth. And that will bring up Sydney Jones. So Jones, the third baseman, 0-for-1, a strikeout in the second. Hasn't been quite the overpowering performance we have seen from Alexis Holloway this year as the pitch to Sydney Jones misses up. And the appeal, she did not go around, so the count 1-0. Alexis Holloway goes into her wine. Here's the 1-0 offering on the inside corner. Catches the plate. 1-1. As said, it hasn't been quite the dominant performance by Alexis Holloway. She only has 3 strikeouts in the game. Pitch catches the outside corner. 1-2. Alexis Holloway second in strikeouts throughout the Hoosier State, as well as the lowest ERA of any Hoosier pitcher at .22. A high towering pop-up, left side, Kleinberg there makes the catch. And two up, two gone, as Sydney Jones retired for the second out. And that will bring up Haley Morgan. For Avon, this is their third state title game, and the third in recent memory. Their third title game in the last 7 seasons. Of course, we know about Penn last year, in which Avon won. As Haley Morgan steps up, and the pitch misses away a ball. Avon made their first state appearance back in 2011. They lost that game to Carmel. It took 8 innings. 1-0 Carmel, winning that game just 6 years ago. Pitch misses away. The count, 2 balls, no strikes. As the sun's starting to set in Indianapolis on a beautiful day for softball. Now the 2-0. Pitch misses or catches the outside corner and a count, 2 balls and a strike. Outfield deep and straight away of Phillips, McMahon, and Bird. Middle infielders playing deep. Dunlap, the shortstop, playing almost near the outfield grass. Pitch fouled off, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The wind blowing toward left field. It is a light breeze on what has been a humid day here in Indianapolis. It's been a humid day throughout the Midwest. Temperature at the moment, it's 81 here in Indianapolis with night falling. And the pitch misses away. The count, 3-2. Boy, a strikeout would look good for Alexis Holloway, but you do want to get the hitter out. This Avon team does have a good lineup. They've scored 6 runs a game and have hit .310 heading into the state title game tonight. Now the payoff. Check swing. She went around. Strike 3. And that will do it for the Avon Orioles in their half of the fifth inning. Alexis Holloway and company retiring the Orioles in order. We go to the bottom of the fifth. The Bulldogs leading the state championship game 2-1. You're listening to Crown Point Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, is here in Northwest Indiana to help people manage the risks of everyday life. Whether you need auto, life, or fire insurance or other financial services, Scott Angel is here to serve you. Learn more by calling 219-803-0669 or go online to www.scottangelsf.com. Scott Angel wishes the Crown Point Bulldogs girls softball team good luck in today's Class 4A state championship game being broadcast today on USA-365.com. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
Out of the fifth, the Crown Point Bulldogs, the designated home team in this Class 4A state championship game. And they will come up with the bottom of the order. Caitlin Phillips, Lydia Burt, and Lexi Madrigal due up against Haley Foster. Taking a look at Foster, 5'6". One of the more taller players, although Paige Eichelberger, 5'9", the tallest of all of the Avon Orioles. Avon wearing the gold on black, gold jersey tops with black slacks. Touch of black on the side of the uniforms. They are now wearing orange. You would normally think of the Orioles as being an orange, going, of course, to the Baltimore Orioles, but not the case here. Crown Point in their red-on-white attire with a touch of white on the side. Here's the pitch. Off the end of the bat, and line, and a leaping catch made by Camry Foster as she makes the first catch to rob Caitlin Phillips of a hit. Had it played perfectly, short leap, one gone. And that will bring up Lydia Bird, the right fielder. Burt 0-1 on the day, a strikeout in the second. So righty to lefty as Lydia Burt due up. Burt looks at the first pitch on the outside corner, a called strike. Lydia, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Foster looking in to Haley Morgan, the catcher for the sign, and the pitch misses away, and the count goes to even, a ball and a strike with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Now the pitch. Pop-up hit to the left side. The shortstop, Camry Foster, calling for on the cut of the outfield grass, makes the catch for out number two. So two gone here in the fifth. You got to give Haley Foster her due. .313 in a row shut down by the starting pitcher of the Avon Orioles. And that will bring up Lexi Madrigal, the ninth place hitter, the catcher for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Slight bend of the knees by Lexi. Here's the pitch. Swung on and a pop-up caught by the pitcher, left side of the mound, and she makes the catch on the short line drive as Foster comes up with the ball. The Bulldogs retired in order, getting interesting as we go to the top of the sixth. The Bulldogs leading 2-1. Avon coming up in the state championship. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Durant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities as guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Crown Point Mayor David Durant applauds the Crown Point Bulldogs girls softball team in working together to reach today's state title game and wishes them luck in their Class 4A state championship game being broadcast on USA-365.com. Four Seasons Mechanical at 1580 East 90th Place in Maryville offers heating and cooling services for residential and commercial customers in the region and is a proud sponsor of today's Crown Point Lady Bulldog Class 4A State Championship softball game on USA-365.com. For heating and cooling services, call 219-756-7020. That's Four Seasons Mechanical at 219-756-7020, proud sponsor of today's state title game, and who wishes the Lady Bulldogs all the best in today's Class 4A State Championship game being broadcast on USA-365.com.